Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Two, three, four.
Taryn watches live feeds all day long. Brent's always there to say when he's wrong. They've got the feud that just won't quit. And Melissa's the one who has to deal with their sh**. They're the LSD. They don't do it for free. While you're living your life, they're watching TV. They're the LSD. They do it for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother Canada 7 Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How you doing, Brent?
I'm great. I forgot to plug in my earphones. Like, they were in my ears, but they were just like, they were just hanging down in my lap. So that's why I was like, wait, stop.
Yes.
But yes.
Yes. So typically what happens is that before I start the podcast, I ask people, hey, you guys ready? They say yes. All right, here we go. And then I start it. And so I started it. And then Brent was like, wait.
Ah!
I was like, I started it, dude. Too late. Also with me tonight is Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great because honestly, just when I thought this was going to be the worst, most boring, horrible week in Big Brother history, Big Brother knew how to turn it right around and make me really excited about this season again. So, it took a little while, but this was a great week.
It was a great week. What a week on the feeds. Really, I think, hopefully for some people, starting at least to redeem the season a bit here, with this approaching endgame, and lots to talk about for the week as a whole here. We are live on YouTube, so you can come and join us in the chat if you want to hang out, talk with us, chat with us. That's what it's called. It's called a chat, so you can chat with us, not talk, chat. Let's get into this. Let's get into this week in the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds because there's plenty to talk about. Really, this is the longest recap of the week in my notes for a roundtable of the whole season. So there's really a lot to talk about. So last time we spoke, Damien was still in the house, and Adam and Dane were going to try and convince Damien to vote to evict Esty, who was also still in the house and on
this
the block.
This seems like 7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like we're talking about, like, ancient history, like some other season. Mm-hmm. I don't even, it's crazy.
Yes. So ultimately, they did succeed in convincing Damien to vote to evict Esty. And so she goes out with a 3-1 vote. Now, apparently, according to what Dane has said after the fact, how he approached this was he was like, Damien, the votes aren't there. All the boys have to vote to evict Esty. We all have to do it. And then after the vote, when he voted to keep Esty, he was like, I couldn't go through with it, man. I couldn't do it. And then he wins HOH and puts Damien on the block.
Oh my god.
And Damien leaves the house saying, who do you want to win? And he's like, Dane. So come on.
Oh boy.
Explain that one to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Dane wins the double eviction HOH. He nominates Damien and Kira. He didn't even warn Damien beforehand. Damien came into the storage, to the pantry, and was like, so what do you, Mark and Kira? He's like, yep. Didn't even give him a heads up. Damien goes on the block. Anthony wins the veto, does not use it. Damien is then evicted by a 3-0 vote. I did speak with Esty and Damien. Now, Damien was not told about the Pretty Boys because he did not have any goodbye messages. Esty was told about the Pretty Boys in Damien's ex interview with Arissa. As Brent said, he said that he was still rooting for Dane to win. In his interview with me, he seemed still a little bit raw to me, that he, you know, you can kind of tell, like, Esty was very cheery, very like, you know, I did my best. I sucked. I regret those things, but, you know, I'm fine. Damien was very much just like, I mean, my boys, they didn't stand up for me, didn't stick up for me. And he was kind of short with some of his answers. And he did say that he would potentially vote for Adam over Dane. But that Dane was still up there in the rankings, that he was mad at Dane, but he didn't want to be bitter. And so he's going to try to not let that affect him. I'm very interested to see how this plays out as these people go to the jury house. Based on the videos we've seen from Sam and Corey so far, it seems like Sam is totally not bitter. In fact, she's in awe of Dane, whereas Corey is just like, he's not that great. He's kind of bad. So they could, Damien and Esty could get into the jury house and like bond with Corey and go against Dane, or they could bond with Sam and go against not Dane. So I don't know.
Yeah. Or yeah. Damien may even make it there. Like, I mean, that's still a possibility at this point. I still think it's going to be, I mean, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I still think it's going to be very, very hard to get Adam out of the game. I mean, he's got two competitions coming up that he can win them both. Obviously, Dane has that same possibility. Two competitions coming up, he can win them both. And then they're in the final three. And at that point, it's a free-for-all. And those final competitions have to favor somebody like Adam or Dane, who's really, really good with, you know, mental stuff, knowing the game, knowing the Big Brother game, memorizing days, things like that. I mean, I still think it's Adam's to lose at this point, but it's not, I'll say this, that it's not for lack of trying. I feel like that he has made some mistakes, and I do think that he's too loyal to the Pretty Boys for his own good and doesn't see some things sometimes. But in spite of that, he is in a winning position. And as I have often said on this podcast, to me, position is king.
Well, be yeah. careful, Brent, because if you sing Adam's praises too much, people will call you out for having bought Adam stock.
Oh, well, you know, like, I mean, I know what stock I bought, and I won't be singing their praises anytime soon.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, honestly, the only thing about Adam is that we know he can win physical, but his performance in this most recent HOH mental was definitely left some things to be desired. I literally couldn't believe that he gave a number, and then who was it? Anthony or Mark.
Mark said after, and
gave after, Adam, and it was like
did like 32.
Like, what the yeah. heck? I love the music too, where it's like that, like that,
yeah,
humbling, like thing, and then it's just like Dane's like, what?
Not great.
Those answers are so so stupid. And then Adam afterwards was like arguing it, like you said power veto, you said power veto. There's no one, and everyone's like, yeah. Power of veto. It didn't happen on day one, you dumb. It's very funny.
Yeah. Nikki does point out, though, he still came in second place in that competition.
Yeah, that's because everyone else sucked.
So who knows? So that was the next HOH competition after Damien was evicted. And Kira ends up winning that one, spoiling the Pretty Boy Final Four. Kira is not in the final. Honestly, I feel like it would have been better for Kira to lose this and hope that like Mark won and Mark betrayed the Pretty Boys, because Mark would have been a much more effective HOH. He would have somehow had a better HOH to take out the Pretty Boys than Kira's this week.
This was so bad. But, this was so bad.
Yes.
Okay, so wait. Oh, wait.
Yes.
Sorry, I want you to save all of your firepower for later on in the podcast, and we can really go after them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So Kira's initial plan here is that they want to get Dane out of the house. Now, I have gone into a lot of detail about the couple of key turning points in this week. I highly suggest you go and listen to the morning updates if you did not. The one on Saturday is the one in particular about what happened with Kira's nominations and everything that happened there. And then I believe Sunday is another one for in terms of like what might have changed with the targeting. So definitely listen to the updates over the weekend. They were very important for understanding the full context of what happened here. But basically, we talked about in the week before Esty was evicted, Anthony had gotten Kira back on his side and he had undermined the final three that Kira had made with Dane and Adam. And so Kira had fully turned against Dane at this point. And so Kira's move was that they wanted to take Dane out of the house. Their first thought was to nominate Mark and Dane to pretend to Dane and Adam that nothing was up, that, you know, that that Dane was just a pawn, and then break the tie and evict Dane. Boom, Dane is gone. That was their plan. However, they spoke with Adam and Dane, and they cautioned them, hey, if Anthony wins the veto in that spot, he can use it on Mark, and then Adam will be forced to go up on the block. That's not good. They thought about that, and they thought, oh, if Adam wins the veto, he can use it on Dane. I don't necessarily buy that this was like the turning point, because obviously Adam can use the veto on Dane no matter what, regardless of how important the veto is. But Anthony also spoke to them and threw Adam under the bus, saying that Adam had, you know, trash talked them and all of this stuff, making sure that they felt comfortable putting Adam on the block. And lo and behold, Kira decides, you know what? It's just going to be Adam and Dane. Adam and Dane on the block to ensure that Adam can't win the veto and save Dane, and to ensure that I never have to put Anthony on the block ever, because I definitely don't want to do that, Brent.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Like, at this point in time, was it Saturday morning, I guess, or maybe Friday? I lose track of when it was. But when Kira was talking about their potential nominations and then eventually came down on the side of Adam and Dane, there's a part of me that was like, yes, this is good. I like this. And I realize that there are cons. I realize that. But I'm like, okay, you're keeping the one person that you can beat in the house in Mark. Like, you don't want him to go up on the block. You realize that that's the only person that you can beat in the house. So we'll see. So save him. Leave him off the block. You cannot beat both Adam and Dane. Only one of them can win the veto. They're going to be so hard to get out of the house. So why don't we at least get one of them out this week? That way you only have to deal with one. I mean, I get the whole thing about, well, you need me, like, eventually. Fast forward in time, Dane's pitching, you need me in the game to beat Adam. But then, of course, you still have Dane in the house. So I still don't understand that. But anyway, going back to what I said, I thought these were okay. These nominations were okay. I didn't think they were great, but they were okay. I understand your skepticism, Taryn, about burning Adam, and I get all of that. And I think that this could have been handled better. I think they could have told Adam.
Yes, they blindsided, you know, Adam with these nominations. Yes, did not warn him ahead of time.
That's the fly in the ointment for me, is blindsiding Adam. I feel like if you had just gone to Adam, Kira, and said, look, I need Dane out of the house. You're really close to Dane. I don't want to put you in a position, like, it's not about you, it's me. Like, I don't want to put you in the position of having to use the veto on him if you're off the block. So I'm going to nominate you as well. I feel like that would have been so much better, but I didn't have a big problem with the nominations themselves. I just feel like the way that they went about doing it was the real kick in the pants here.
Yes. Well, you know, regardless, the plan was a bad one, because the replacement nominee option was always going to be Mark instead of Anthony. I think that Dane should have been the primary target, but Anthony should have been the secondary target at the very least. And also, I agree in terms of the execution. If Kira had just, right after they won, gone up to Adam and Dane and been like, sorry, guys, it's you two. You two are the biggest threats in the game. I have to put you up next to each other. At least they'll get the credit for it at that point. Instead of being like, no, Adam, you'll never touch the block. Then they go to Wendy's with Anthony. Sorry, Adam. It's like, it's not good. It's not good. Anyway, those are the nominations, Dane and Adam. So Adam goes on the block. He gets very angry. He's blindsided. He is betrayed. And so Adam, he gets into a fight with Anthony in the middle of the fight, stops the fight and hugs him. They cry into each other's arms. I love you, man. Why are we fighting?
Freaking Canadians. They don't even know how to do a fight right. Like,
honestly,
USA Big Brother, they would have been going on all night with the drunken tirades and you're this and you're that. But oh no, Adam is just like, and I realize it saved his game, so don't come for me. I'm just like, I'm bitching about the entertainment value of it all. God damn
Adam,
it.
Adam is just so endearing. I feel like I've really come to like him a lot since the start of the season. At the start of the season, I was like, this guy is so bad. He's all about his bros and he's so lame and like he, just, I didn't like him at all. And now I just love him. I think he's so sweet and nice and adorable. gotten a lot more attractive, I think, because I've seen that he's actually a good person.
But what about his 16-year-old lifeguard body?
Look, I was totally grossed out by him and Sam in the beginning, and I still probably would be a little grossed out if I had to watch that again, like the weird, like almost kisses and stuff. But I, you know what? I get it. And I'm rooting for them and I'm rooting for him. And I think he's great. So I'm a huge Adam fan. I love his little Angelica or whatever her name is and all her accessories. It's very cute. Yeah. So you know what? I like Adam a lot. I'm just going to say it. I like him. I'm a fan. Okay, guys.
I'm
not as big of a fan as you. I have to say, though, I identify much more with Anthony, believe it or not. I think I just find Adam
a lion.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. He's
a lion.
He's an alpha, and I feel like Adam is way too beta for my taste. It just comes off as really, for lack of a better word, pussy-ish.
That's exactly how Anthony sees him, so you're totally right.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, wow. That was tough to watch. But like, in the end, it saved his game, so credit where it's due. Go ahead.
Yes, well, Anthony did appreciate the hug and the loyalty, saying, you know what, I love you guys. What we did together in this game was beautiful, and I will not let this person win the game. I will go to the jury house, and I will sing your praises. I will make sure everyone knows everything that you've done in this game. There is no way they will win this game. And so Anthony took that. He was in tears. Adam was in tears. Anthony walked off from that, and he saw Dane, who was very happy about all of this. He was smiling. He's like, we're getting Adam out. And Anthony took that contrast and he was just like, that's disgusting. Adam is so loyal. Adam, I can get Adam to take me to the end. Dane, this guy's cutthroat. This guy's bloodthirsty. I don't know about this. Maybe I should be taking Adam. Maybe I should be keeping Adam in the game. And so he does. He decides he's going to keep Adam over Dane. He has a conversation with Adam about it. And he even turns Adam against Dane to some extent, at the very least, where Adam is not entirely sure if everything that Anthony is saying is true. But if it is true, he does feel betrayed. And he hasn't told Dane about any of it yet. And enough of it is true that I do feel like if he does try to go to Dane to confirm, or if it gets into this big argument, I do think that Anthony will come out on top, because enough of it is true. So Adam is now on board with Anthony. Anthony is keeping Adam in the game, and then Adam wins the veto anyway. And so Adam is going to be safe. Adam's going to be safe.
Now Dane is going home.
And just like that.
I really wanted Adam to win that veto.
Dane was going home. And he was so, I put this on Twitter. I love Dane down in the dumper, man. I just love it. It's so delicious to watch. I love it. It's like there's, I always get that because it was a growing pains line, which I always like quote weird 80s TV, where like the young kid is like, I love it when Carol's in the dumper. And that's how I feel about Dane. I love it when he's in the dumper, because it's like he's had his way all season long, and he's had people, again, from when he was being evicted, what, Saturday night after the veto? Like, there were people, I think even LaGuardia was tweeting, reminder, Dane is not being evicted because he lost the veto competition. Dane is being evicted because he let this person and this person and this person all go to the jury with nary a thought. He just let them go in favor of the pretty boy.
All his allies, yeah.
And that's why he's going to the jury. So it was very easy for me to wallow in Dane's miserableness, because it felt good. It was like, that's
revel
what you deserve.
Yes.
I was very happy that he was miserable, because you should be, because you made all these mistakes.
And in particular, I felt like this was it for Dane's game. Anthony, he goes to Dane and he tells him he's not going to vote for him. He basically says straight up, I'm going to evict you here because Corey, you weren't on board with me with Corey. You haven't been loyal to me. You haven't been loyal enough, man. And that's the end of it. And, yep. And just like that, Dane is dead in the water. Dane should not have won that HOH in the double eviction. He wasn't trying to, but it was a crapshoot, and he accidentally, I guess everyone else had such a terrible score, he ends up winning it. And because of that, sends Damien home, like the worst possible thing he could have done in terms of his jury management with Damien. And then also just the fact that he's sending Damien home over Kira, who wanted him out. Damien never would have taken a shot at Dane. Damien would have taken a shot at, he told me, he would have put Adam and Anthony on the block. And so taking out Damien was clearly the fatal mistake here for Dane. And now, just like that, without even any chance to really save himself here, he's done. And he tells the cameras, you know, I'm dead here, but I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up, Canada. I've got to work on Dougie. I got to make this happen.
Yeah. I love when he's talking about Dougie. Melissa, by the way, people in the chat are totally misunderstanding me. There's no hate for Adam. Adam is a lovely person. I think he's great. I think it's really cool. He's a fan of the show. I'm rooting for him. I just, like, me personally, as far as my druthers go, I prefer Anthony, but Adam is totally wonderful, and I get why Melissa is standing him so much. So there's no Adam hate here.
People. Melissa goes for the betas and Brent goes for the alphas.
Yeah, that's basically. I think
please, please. Look, all I'm saying is that
I knew my part was true.
Yeah, Brent's like, yeah, I'll drink to that. Literally, there's three great players currently in the game. Mm. And I'm not saying I like Adam or I think Adam's playing better than any of those guys or anything like that. I think there's three equally good players right now in the game. And I just happen to like Adam's personality a lot now that I've seen more of it. And now that I've gotten to know him more, I do think that he has a really great and sweet personality. Do I think he's playing the best game out of everyone? No. But do I like him? Yeah. Do I think he should win the entire game? Maybe.
It's okay to like betas. You don't have to, you don't have to defend it. It's fine. Look, some people are meant for lions. Some people are meant for Pumbas. And, you know, it's just the way things go.
I like the Timons.
The Timons. Right. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Pumbas fart too much.
That's very true. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So there you go. Dane, dead in the water, wakes up the next morning. He's not dead yet. He wants to give a plea to Anthony. Again, I did the whole run through. I believe this was Sunday's live feed update. He makes a big pitch to Anthony and says, he shows him his calendar study guide. And he says, look, you need me in this game to beat Adam. You need me here. You need me, man. I love you. I have always been with you. We didn't always see eye to eye, but neither did Kobe and Shaq. They didn't always see eye to eye. All the great teams, they never always saw eye to eye, but they still won. And that's what we're here for. And I need you now. I need you more than ever, man. And I love you and you need me too. And we have to do this together. He was nearly in tears and Anthony was just sitting there listening the whole time. And at the end of it, Anthony goes, we'll talk in an hour.
And Anthony, that's so cryptic.
Yeah. Anthony sits.
It's so godfatherish too. Like, let's be honest. Like, we'll
talk in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you my time in an hour.
So Melissa, what did you think of this? Do you think that we're overpraising this move by Dane here to like plead for Adam, or like because Amon was going on and about it on Twitter, like, you know, this is how you play the game, and then I can't remember who it was, either Lagori or maybe Kidwell, who was like, you know, people do like the bare minimum of campaigning, and we're like, because we haven't had any of it all season, we're like, oh my god, it's the best thing since sliced bread. So where do you come down on that?
I think it was great. I mean, I think he was dead in the water. I think there was no chance. I honestly thought he was going for sure. I mean, there's no reason for him to stay. There's no reason for anybody to want him to stay besides Adam, maybe. And so, honestly, I think that... Sorry, I'm getting a phone call. It's like ringing in my ear for my computer. Anyway,
I thought she was taking a phone call during the podcast.
Yeah, I'm like, hello.
See, when that happens to me, it ends up on the podcast.
Guys. Oh, so yeah, at least it was just my ear, but it was literally just like ringing in my ear as I'm trying to like talk. I'm like, well, I can't. Anyway, all I'm saying is I honestly was really impressed by this. He was dead in the water. I thought there was no chance. And even honestly, even hearing the idea of the strategy, it's like, okay, he's going to show him how his study sheet and how great he is at the days. And that's going to change someone. If anything, you'd think that that would make someone not want to keep you around. But the way that Dane went about it and the way that he did it and he appealed to Anthony in particular, I was totally impressed by it. You could hear how much he wanted it in his voice. And I would have been won over, I think, like, especially when you're comparing him to Mark and you're like, okay, which one of these guys, especially if Dane is saying, I'm taking you, and you have in your head that Mark's probably going to take Kira because he knows that he could beat her.
Yeah,
I just feel like there's so much Dane played on all of that. And I think that he did a great job.
There were a couple of things that aided this. In particular, Mark let Anthony know that him and Kira had been talking about potential final two, that they both were talking about like, oh yeah, you know, we know that we can't beat Anthony. We're each other's best shot. But you, Anthony, you know, I'm loyal to you in that. Anthony apparently does not know, and nor should he, because I think that Mark, and I think he correctly reads this, absolutely could cut him because that's who Mark is, and he might cut him for Kira. So this pitch from Dane, I think, was the perfect mixture of, strategically sound with emotional appeal. And it appealed exactly to what Anthony wanted from him. And that's because Dane knows Anthony. He understands Anthony, and Anthony told him what he was looking for in the conversation the night before. And so he was able to appeal to Anthony's sense of loyalty, of brotherhood, while at the same time offering the strategic element. You need me to beat Adam. You know that Mark will cut you. I will not cut you. If I don't beat Adam, I will tell Adam to take you. And Anthony is just the kind of guy that is just full of himself enough to, I think, believe a little bit of that.
I will say this, that it helps that he's telling the truth, because I agree with people in the chat who are like, Eddie is saying Dane did not hoodwink Anthony. Dane will take Anthony to the final two, and I do believe that Dane will take Anthony to the final two.
I agree.
Helps. Let's be honest, it always helps when you're telling the truth to somebody.
But I don't think if Adam wins, he'll say take Anthony. I don't think that.
I don't believe that. And if I was Anthony, I'd be like, look, I believe everything else you're saying, but honey, slow your roll. Like that. Yeah. Come on, like that's not happening. Come on. But Anthony, maybe, you know, the house can cause a little bit of your senses are not what they used to be, or maybe they're, you know, heightened in some places and deadened in other places. And maybe he really, Anthony I'm talking about, believes that, or at least he's not bothered by Dane saying that. I agree with Melissa and you guys that it was a great combination of facts and appealing to Anthony's sense of what he needed and emotion. All of that rolled together, put together a really great package for him to present to Anthony. My only quibble with it is I do feel like it was done a little bit too soon. This is still Tuesday that we're talking right now, and the eviction isn't until Thursday, although there has been no evidence that Anthony has changed his mind in terms of keeping Dane. It still could happen, and I do worry, and I did worry at the time, that this was like a little bit too soon here for him to make this proposition to Anthony. But on the other hand, it is the truth, and it is what he would actually do in the first place. It's not a ploy. He would actually do this, so he would actually take Anthony to the final two, so... we'll see. I'm inclined to praise.
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, I was definitely of the opinion that this could absolutely change. Anthony is prone to changing his mind. However, to offer a counterpoint to the idea that it was too soon, I do think that it had to be sooner rather than later. I think that you can't offer up a genuine feeling of that emotion if you've known for a couple of days that you're going to be evicted, and then like, oh, it's a last minute plea. I think that also, if you give Anthony too much time to get set in his plans of like, okay, so, I'm telling Kira, this is what I'm going to do. Like, Anthony needed time because basically what happens from here is he's going to talk to Kira and turn Kira against Mark. And that's very important for Anthony in terms of how he does this move, because he needs to retain his jury votes, and keeping Kira on board with everything that he's doing is important for that. And so I do think that this was the right timing here for Dane. It does leave it open to changing Anthony's mind, changing again, but at least this was the prime opportunity to get it in the first place. And I think that if you wait for too long, then you might have missed your window. So.
Yeah. No, I hate the idea that like you should wait until the last minute and then give a plea. Like, I think like do what you can now, because otherwise, like you said, people get set in their ways and you never know what's going to happen. And I think that it's better to not let things just lie.
I think,
and let people get comfortable with the idea that you're leaving, mm-hmm. and also letting people get comfortable with like, okay, this person's out of the house now. Like, what's the next step? Like, who's the next person to get out? And once they've already moved on to that second stage, then it's already like you're gone, and you shouldn't let it get to that point.
I think it depends on the situation. I think that in some circumstances, it can behoove you to wait until the last minute, with certain people, with certain kinds of pleas. I think with this one in particular, and with Anthony in particular, this was probably the right time to do it. But okay. But I do think there are arguments either way for any situation. So interesting thing to think about. But what we have here is that Anthony's mind has been changed, and he now wants to take Mark out of the game. So he goes to Kira and says, "Hey, Kira, Mark has been saying your name. Mark has been talking about getting you out." Kira's like, "What? No." And so then, he basically talks Kira into wanting Mark gone instead of Dane. We've talked, I talked on today's live feed update about his extensive conversation with Kira yesterday morning that kept them on board with this move. And so now Kira, whose initial goal was to evict Dane, decided to burn Adam for it, is now going to replace Adam with Mark, who has happened. Mark is now on the block against Dane and is now also on board with taking Mark out of the game. They know that Mark is the only person they can beat. Well, they don't. Part of them knows it, but they've let themselves be convinced by Anthony that it's not true. But they know they have the best shot against Mark at the very least. And yet they still want to take Mark out of the game because Anthony said so.
Because Anthony said so. Yes.
I can't believe it. I really thought that Kira was like the one person in the house that could see through all these pretty boys BS and all that. And now that Anthony's, hocus pocus, I thought she could see through it, or they could see through it. And I thought that they honestly had the best read of everyone in the whole house. Like, we've been saying that for weeks, like, well, Kira has no power, but they have the best read of everyone in the house. And they did, seemingly, unless we were like insane. I don't know what's going on, but all of a sudden now they're totally taken under Anthony's spell and convinced somehow that they're the biggest jury threat and that they're the biggest threat to win. Like, where did that come from? They haven't done anything this whole game. It's insane to me that you could be that snowed, that you are such a big threat when you know in your heart of hearts that you're not and that you haven't done anything. It's crazy.
It's really hard, though. It's really hard to confront that, though. I mean, I'm going to pile on to Kira till kingdom come when it comes to it. But I will say this, that it's hard when somebody's telling you to your face, like, look, you've done stuff in the game. It's very hard for you as that person to say, I haven't done jack shit. What are you talking about? Like, I can't win the game. Like, it's very, you want to win the game. So there's a part of you that's like, yeah, I have done stuff, haven't I? I feel like it's a big ask for us to expect Kira, who is not a very good Big Brother player, to recognize that, this is, you're totally being snowed here. And I realize that they have realized in the past that Anthony is a big manipulator, but you never want to believe that you're the person that it's being done to. You guys talked about this on the morning update. It's easy to believe, okay, yeah, I know that Taryn is a big manipulator and he manipulates everybody, but he doesn't do it to me. I know that he is, so thus I'm immune to it. I feel like that's sort of where Kira's.
Yeah.
How do you think I got top three in BB Jots?
I know.
Basically, I think even Kira had managed to convince some of the live feeders that they were making these decisions on their own because they're so insistent that they're coming up with these decisions on their own. But I think it's become clear now to everyone except for Kira that that all of their decisions are completely controlled by Anthony, except for perhaps who they take to the final two, which is what I think Anthony was concerned about. And I'm seeing that even now Kira is talking to the camera saying that they might want to take Dane to the final two.
Oh my God.
Look, can I just be real? Like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They just don't know what they're doing. Like, if they have to, they need somebody to come in and tell them what the hell they're doing.
Well, Anthony's been telling them that they can beat Dane for the last few days.
Like, I mean, I'm just tired of
which listening. Is like, where are you getting that from? Like, I mean, come on. You have to be able to see, like, there's no logic in the idea that you could beat Dane. There's no logic in that. Honestly, this reminds me. Okay, so in Big Brother 16 with Derek, we always would talk about how, and by we, I mean, like, I would talk about it with people, not you guys, because I wasn't in LFC at that point, but...
We get you.
Yeah, we would always say that Derek was the master at making people believe that his ideas were their ideas. Mm-hmm. And I feel exactly the same way about Anthony. I feel like Anthony is the master of making people think that his ideas are their ideas, and that they came from... A totally genuine place in their own brain. And when really it's just been Anthony feeding it to them, but somehow he's able to turn it around and make it seem like, yeah, I thought of this idea. Yeah, this was my idea all along. Anthony, I have to convince you of this. I'm like, I know you're not totally on board, but this is what we're going to do. And it's like, it's crazy. It's so impressive to me.
He's so good at the soft sell. Like,
yes.
He never comes in hard. It's always soft. It's always with a leading question or a leading statement about, you know, like when he came into Kira and said, you know, I've been hearing that, you know, Mark wants to get you out of the game. Well, ask yourself a question. Why is that bad for Anthony? That would be bad for Anthony if Kira's out of the game necessarily. I mean, it's all about Kira. So why is he coming to you? Obviously, he wants me to do something, but Kira doesn't see that. Kira just sees that, oh, you're bringing me this information. Thank you so much. Much like Kira doesn't see the fact that when they're telling Anthony that the only person that I can beat in the final two is Mark, and I might, you know, Mark is the only person that I can beat in the final two. That's not good to tell Anthony that. Like, you're still playing against Anthony. Maybe you forgot since he's such a mentor, but you're still playing against Anthony, and he is, you know, keeping that information inside of him, and he knows that it's not a good idea to let Mark stay in the game. By the way, to answer your question, Doom, I saw you earlier in the chat asking, why is it a good idea for Anthony to keep Dane in the game if Dane takes Anthony to the end of the game only to lose to him? Well, I personally think that Anthony can beat anybody.
I agree.
Anybody within the game right now. And I also don't think it should be undersold how good his ability to talk is. And I know that, you know, the final two, there's not a lot of time to get across your points, but there's a little bit of time. And also, I don't think we should necessarily assign the sins of last year and the yelling that Paris and Kayla did to these people, because I do think that there is time for Anthony to get across a few things. I think it's true that he's better in the slow role, in terms of, you know, needing a lot of time to make his point, but also I think he's very good in just terms of being liked. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. And I do feel like he can win over anybody currently remaining in the game, including Adam.
Yeah, I agree. And there are a few reasons why I think that he obviously definitely gets Corey. I think that Anthony's not taking anybody to the final three. So whoever of Adam or Dane, if they take him, takes him to the end, I think he gets that person's vote, Dane or Adam, because they were just betrayed by the other person. Not to mention the fact that Adam already thinks Anthony's probably the best player to ever play the game, or at least Canada. I think he gets Corey and Adam/Dane. I think that it's important here that he retains Mark's vote. I do think that he will retain Mark's vote.
I do too. And
people have referenced there was a moment on the feeds yesterday where Mark briefly said, I mean, if Adam got to the end, I'd have to vote Adam over you. No, but I wouldn't do that. So a lot of people are like, oh, so that means Mark will vote Adam over Anthony. I don't think so.
And I think he has Kira's vote as well. Yes. Like, when Kira's eventually evicted, I don't think that it'll be Anthony who's won the veto next week and will be the one doing it. Of course, then again, it could be a situation where, I don't know, like Adam wins HOH, Adam wins the veto. keeps the nominations the same, keeps Anthony off the block and lets him or forces him to evict Kira. I guess that would be an interesting play. But on the other hand, you take the chance that he might actually evict Dane at that point. So I don't know. I think Anthony's going to be sitting on the block next week next to Kira. And I think that he's going to retain Kira's vote. So Corey, Kira, Mark, and whoever is left over between Adam and Dane at the final three. That's four votes. And on a 7-person jury, honey, that's enough.
Yeah, four votes right there. Then, as we talked about with Esty and Damien going into the jury mad at Dane, if they do buddy up with Corey, guess who's going to get a lot of credit in that circle? It's Anthony. So I could even see them going with Anthony if they are mad at Dane, and they are mad at Dane. You know, last season we had people coming out of the jury or coming out of the house saying, Kayla, she's amazing. Paris doing nothing. They didn't even say they were mad at Kayla. They were just like, I'm in awe of Kayla. And then they still voted for Paris. This season, these two came out of the house like, oh, I'm really mad at Dane. But I guess if I'm not being bitter, you know, maybe I can vote for him. He's still at the top of the list right now. I think they are very susceptible to arguments against that. I think that if they hear convincing arguments that somebody played a better game, they are open to that idea for a lot open to that idea. May Esty less so than Damien, but very much Damien, who already is not listing Dane as his number one choice anymore. So I think that that's totally there. If he's sitting next to Adam, I think he's got Dane. I think he's got Mark, Kira, who now hates Adam. So almost definitely Kira at that point. And then Esty listed Anthony above Adam at the very least, and Esty would likely go with Dane depending on when Dane leaves, and all that. So I absolutely think Anthony can and almost likely would win in the final two, depending on who he's there with. But again, it's close enough that I think it's anybody's game, but I absolutely think that Anthony can and almost probably can win the game. So
and I will say that I do understand the people who are like, well, why would he want to evict Mark? Why would he want to evict Kira at the final four when those are the people that he can definitely slam dunk win against? But on the other hand, you take the chance if you leave a goat that big in the game that somebody else is going to take that goat to the final two. And sorry, honey, but I don't see Anthony winning any of these competitions down the stretch of final four and final three. So that means he's dependent upon the grace of others to take him to the final two. And if he's that person in that position, you do not want to have somebody that big of a goat left in the game. I think I have been convinced that this is the correct play for Anthony.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I agree. If Mark believably says like, no, I really would have taken Anthony, then maybe. I think there's enough doubt in everyone's mind, even the live feeders, that Mark could cut Anthony at the end, despite Anthony's manipulation.
I think he's cutting him at final four. Like, I think, like, Kira's not going to be HOH next week because Kira's HOH this week. So that means they're going to be Kira. I mean, it's going to be in the pool of eligible house guests to be evicted. If you don't believe that Kira's going to win the veto, that means they're going to be sitting on the block. You're going to tell me that Mark is going to evict Kira? Hell no. He's going to evict whoever's sitting next to Kira. And the person most likely to be sitting next to Kira is Anthony. Girl, bye, Doom. Sorry, I ain't buying it.
Well, there you go. Something that I like about an idea of, so it's looking like the vote as of right now is 2-0 to evict Mark. Mark would go home. Final four, HOH is whatever. As long as Kira doesn't win the final four veto, which they have a chance, but they're going to be up against Dane and Adam. So if there's anything physical, Anthony is also very capable of winning a physical competition. So it's, they have a chance, but if they don't win, which is not particularly likely, then we are looking at a final three of Adam, Dane, and Anthony. What I really like about this final three is that if Anthony loses, it's probably because Adam takes Dane instead of Anthony if Adam wins the final three HOH, which means that Anthony loses because his greatest skill manipulation failed him at the last second and Adam took Dane instead of him. If Adam loses, it's because his greatest skill in the game, competitions, fails and he doesn't win. He doesn't win the competition. He doesn't have a chance to get to the final three. If Dane wins, it's probably because he didn't manage the jury well enough. His greatest skill in the game, his social game, fails him at the end. I think that there's something very poetic about how the each of them might lose the game there toward the end of the game. So very, very interested. And we've talked about this before as well. I think this is probably one of, if not the strongest final three, if it happens, that we've potentially ever seen.
I agree as well, and I do think that this week has done a lot to turn people's opinions around on how the season is going. I mean, I know I feel that way. I this week has given me all of the joy that I have been missing from Big Brother, mm-hmm. In terms of people fighting for stuff, people making pleas to people, trying to put themselves in the best position possible to get themselves to the end of the game. And also thinking about what other people's, it's not just about what your best move. It's about, okay, well, what do I think other people are likely to do? And what will they do if these pieces are currently on the board? That's why I think that the people who are currently in the game and who are playing the best, who I'm going to give the best scores to, are the people who are thinking about all of that.
This was a total roller coaster of a week for me. It was like, Kira wins HOH and it's a high. And everyone's like, oh my God, what's going on? We have figured, like, we have no idea what's going to happen. And then Kira gets snowed by Anthony and nominates Dane and Adam, and then it's a low. And then Adam wins veto and it's a high. And then it means that Dane's going to be leaving and that's an easy week and done and done. And so it's a low. And then Dane is able to pick himself up and rise out of the ashes and create this plan. And Anthony goes and takes that and it goes crazy. And it was literally just like up and down and up and down. I was very excited. It was exciting. It's what you want in a week. You want a week that's up and down and up and down. You don't know what's going to happen and things change and people, you know, are dead on arrival, you know, and then they end up like picking their game up again and starting all over. And it's great. And I love seeing that sort of thing. So I was very happy this week.
Yes, and hopefully if we do get this final three, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the ramifications of it next week in our final roundtable before the end of the season. But, I mean, we are probably going to be looking at a scenario where any possible combination of two players of the three are possible, and in fact likely, like almost equally possible, because Dane versus Adam in a final part is very up in the air. And then even with any of those combinations of people in the final two, I can't even say that I know for certain which one would win the jury vote. So it's mm-hmm. up in the air for both the competition and the jury vote. It's all crazily up in the air. And that's very rare. It's very rare. And I'm very excited for it. So that's what happened last week, this week in the Big Brother house. And so we are looking forward to the potential Mark eviction, and then we'll see what happens with the veto if Kira is able to pull one more out and keep themselves in the game. But the state of the house currently, as it lies, it's of course still just the pretty boys, Adam, Dane, Anthony, and Mark. Obviously, Anthony is HOH this week, and Mark is going to go home. That's all that's happening. That's the state of the house. No, okay, so Kira is technically HOH, but you guys know what I mean. And so for this state of the house, I just decided to list off the final two deals that that are going on here. Official final two deals, and I tried to list them in order of who I think people are most loyal to. So first is Anthony has a final two deal with Dane, and I think that Anthony will take Dane. He might take Adam. But I think I'll take Dane.
Yeah, you like me on that one. I'm a little, that's the one I'm the least sure about, because I was just telling the chat this, because I don't think that Anthony will be in the position of having to decide who to sit next to. But if he is, I think that he'll probably take Dane, but he doesn't really respect Adam. And maybe he thinks he's an easier beat with all Dane's quote unquote friends on the jury. And Dane is a easier guy to get along with. So I don't know. I think maybe that he might actually take Adam to the end of the game, but there may be some weird bro thing happening where he's like, well, I respect Dane the most and Dane would have taken me. And I, like, here's just so you know where I'm coming from. I think Adam takes Dane. Dane takes Anthony. Anthony probably takes Dane, but maybe Adam. So there's a lot of different things happening there. But I do think that in the end that Dane is probably he's not a lock to make the final two, as some people in the chat are saying, but I do think that he probably gets there.
Yeah, and as Nikki points out, I think that Anthony taking somebody is the worst case scenario, because if Anthony takes Dane, Anthony does not get Adam's vote. I think that that Dane would get Adam's vote in that spot, and that could be a valuable vote. But it's not particularly likely. So you know, we'll see. But Anthony has a final two with Dane. He has a final two with Adam. Not entirely sure which one he'll choose, but my guess is Dane. He also has a final two with Kira. And he also has a final two with Mark. And if you're wondering, yes, that is everyone in the house. Anthony has a final two with everyone in the house.
As he should.
There you go. The rest of the people all have final twos with just two people. And that's because one of those people is Anthony. The other person is somebody that they had a final two with. So Adam has a final two with Anthony and Dane. And again, on this one, I'm not sure which one he will take. I think that he might be inclined. I think that right now he's more inclined to take Dane, but I do think he is thinking about how Dane has been loyal to him and all of that stuff. And I do think that there is a chance that Anthony can, when it comes down to it, convince Adam to take him over Dane because Dane has betrayed him and Dane was planning on taking Anthony instead of Adam. I think there's a lot of room for Anthony to maneuver there. And I think that Adam is open to it because Adam, I think, does want to take the person that he feels has been loyal to him in the same way that Anthony wants to take the person that's been loyal to him and all of that stuff. So I think this is up in the air. I do think I was leaning toward Anthony. Now I'm leaning a little toward Dane, but I think it's up in the air on this one. I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts.
Melissa, sorry. I already gave my thoughts on the final two.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's always so hard to pick the final two stuff. If I feel like it always comes down to different factors in the end and people will say that they're going to take someone and then they don't. And then it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's so hard to predict, especially at this point in time when we don't know how it's going to like unfold. It's possible that none of this will be relevant. I just feel like, I don't know. It's so hard to predict. And that's why, like, I hate predicting. I mean, I know it's something we should do, but, and it's like interesting to talk about, but I feel like I hate predicting jury votes because it always ends up being completely the opposite of what we thought because no one votes logically. Everyone just votes randomly and they change their vote at the very last minute and you can never predict it because everyone's just like, it just comes out of nowhere.
Well, there you go. So I lean toward Dane. Dane has a final two with Anthony and he also has a final two with Adam. And with this one, I definitely think that Dane will take Anthony over Adam, again, always subject to change, but as of right now, I definitely feel like Dane leans Anthony. Mark has a final two with Anthony and Kira a little bit. In this one, I am really not sure. He has been more loyal to Anthony. He tells Anthony more things, but when it comes down to it, I have a feeling he'd probably cut Anthony for Kira. But again, you don't want to underestimate Anthony and his ability to get people to do what he wants to do. So I'm not sure what that comes down to, but it's probably not going to matter because Mark is probably leaving anyway.
Yep, I agree. I concur with your assessment that I think that there is a chance that he could actually take Anthony to the end of the game, but he's such a big gamer. But I was also very taken with your discussion with Ligori on the podcast earlier today, where you're talking about the fact that, you know, getting into Mark's psyche that he doesn't have many friends and he wants to keep these friends. And so maybe that's why he couldn't make the big move that he probably needed to make a few weeks ago and ended up not making it. So I don't think in the end he would actually take Kira to the end of the game. I think he would take Anthony and probably lose to him and be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think making the move to take Kira is more palatable than not voting for, you know, your friend. But I agree. I think that there's definitely a chance he cuts or doesn't cut Anthony for those reasons. And then Kira has a final two with Anthony and a little bit Mark. Like they've talked about like, hey, we know we can only beat each other. Let's go to the final two. But it's not any sort of solid thing. And in this instance, I mean, obviously you would assume Kira is still taking Mark, but the way they talk to Anthony about this is like as if they would take Anthony, but now they're talking about potentially taking Dane, but they don't have a final two deal with Dane at the moment, at least. So I'm inclined to believe that when it came down to it, they would probably choose Mark, but I don't want to overestimate Kira. So
Kira, you never know with Kira. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. But that's the house. Anthony, final two with everyone. Everyone else has a final two with Anthony and then one other person. So that's how things go. All right. Are we ready to get to the Stockwatch?
Yes,
we are.
All right. Let's do it here. Bringing up the Stockwatch, we have these people left in the house. We lost Damien and Esty last week. So let's
small now.
It is only five people to talk about.
Crazy.
Let's start with Kira, who last week was at an average of 4. I gave them a 3, as did Melissa. The audience gave them a 4. Brent gave them a 5. So Brent,
I'm here, Brent.
Brent, let's start with you. What are you going to give Kira this week after your 5 last week?
1. I'm giving them a 1. I mean, like, seriously, what the hell? I don't understand how somebody can have as bad of an HOH week as this person has had.
Yeah.
And I thought that there were times where, okay, well, maybe they screwed it up, but it might work out okay. So in the end, isn't that what really counts? Like, it's the discussion Melissa and I were having on the podcast last week when we were like, well, you know, they might not know what the hell they're doing, but they ended up in the right spot. So doesn't that count for something? But they couldn't even stick the landing on this one, Taryn. They screwed up the execution. They didn't flip over. They didn't do the somersault. And then they fell on their ass at the end. So
so bad.
It's just so freaking terrible. I do not understand how someone who has had a relatively good read, not a perfect read, but a good read on the house, who understands that Anthony is a manipulator, who understands what they probably need to do in the game, how can just drop their guard at various times and say things that they shouldn't to Anthony. Mm-hmm. And also how they can just be, again, I this is my favorite analogy. I always go back to it. It's like the stormtrooper at the cantina. They are so weak-minded, Kira. Mm-hmm. They're getting, let's get Dane out. Anthony, well, you know, Mark has been talking about you. Okay, let's get Mark out. And oh, well, you know, and that, like, let's change your mind over an instant, over nothing. It's just, wow. I thought that there was a chance. Okay, I gave them a 5 last week. And the reason I gave them a 5 is because I thought, you know, I think that Mark will take them into the end of the game. And I don't know that Mark's necessarily beloved. In fact, I gave Mark a worse score than Kira last week. So I gave Kira a better score than Mark last week because I thought, you know, that Kira might be taken to the end of the game. I knew that Dane had won the HOH. So I knew that who was the outgoing HOH? I can't even remember. The double eviction before Dane. Was it Adam? Who was that?
Yeah,
Adam was outgoing HOH. So I knew that Mark could win HOH. I thought there was a chance he might make a move against the Pretty Boys and possibly take Kira to the end of the game, but that just didn't come to pass. And so then Kira wins HOH, and I'm like, I don't know how many people in terms of HOH, we should really get some feedback on this, have won HOH, and then their score has just plummeted. It is so amazing to me.
We got the statistics from Christina the other week that it happens a lot, actually.
I couldn't remember. I think it was like 8 out of 11 have gotten a worse score.
Yeah, I think it was like 80%, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, and it holds true here. I mean, there's just no way that anybody could have had a worse week in the Big Brother house than Kira, because they are not getting out the person. They're getting out the only person that they can beat in the game. Mm-hmm. And I make no mistake, they cannot beat Adam. They cannot beat Dane, and they cannot beat Anthony. They are drawing dead at this point, okay? And they are getting out the person that they didn't have to get out this week in Mark. And they're doing it with Anthony's blessing, but they're also saying it's their idea, which I still don't understand. And they're going into next week as the number one target, even though they shouldn't be, but they're such a big goat that basically everybody wants them out of the game. For a variety of reasons, that they're not in the boys club, blah, 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 blah. But also because they're such a big goat that you don't want that big of a goat there at the end of the game for somebody else to take to the end. They're going to take up a spot in the final two. It's the whole Victoria thing where Cody probably should have evicted Derek and taken Victoria at the end of the game. Anyway, with all that being said, it's just a freaking terrible week for Kira on a week where they won HOH. It is amazing to me. I can't believe that I'm giving them a 1. I really can't, because I shouldn't be, but
they won HOH at Final 5. They needed to, they probably needed to win, and they won. They've got momentum, and yet, somehow
they've come to a complete crash.
They're evicting the only person that they can beat, and they're going into the Final 4 as enemy number one and have to win the veto at Final 4.
Yeah, and with no friends and no one who would actually vote for her. Like, I mean, come on.
It's terrible. I am also at a 1 with Kira here. It is remarkably bad. One of the questions I asked on the survey after the ratings was, are Kira's decisions as HOH this week the worst of the season? 80% of people said yes.
Yes.
And honestly, that's low. slow. There have been some bad decisions this season, but I really feel like this one is the cream of it all. Truly the worst one. I think, again, I started this week saying this could be an all-time blunder. I think that this has played out and is, in fact, an all-time blunder. I think that we're going to be talking about this HOH for a long time in terms of just how terrible it was. And, you know, sure, Kira didn't have a great chance to win anyway, but still... The fact that they didn't have that big of a chance to win anyway, and yet still managed to plummet their chances, that's impressive. That's impressively bad. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah. Oh my God. This was just so bad. There's too many reasons as to why this is a bad move, many of which we've already discussed. But what makes me even more mad about it is, you know, okay, so you've got the first layer, which is like they make a bad decision. And, you know, maybe you could be like, okay, I don't get it, but they're doing what they think is best for their game. They just have the wrong read on the house. But what makes it worse is the second layer is then Anthony is the one who's totally controlling them and totally making them, they're being totally puppeteered. So none of these moves are their own move. It's just they're being puppeteered into making these moves. So that's an added layer of why I'm annoyed. And then you've got the third layer on top of that, which is them trying to convince us all that this was their decision and that they're doing this all on their own. And that they keep having to say to us that this was my decision. I'm making this on my own. No one has convinced me of this. I make my own moves. Like, it's like, no, you're not. So you've got these three added layers of annoyances to this whole thing, not to mention the fact that this is such a strategically horrible move. I am shocked that this is the way this week has gone. And very entertaining, don't get me wrong, but for Kira, this has been so bad for them. Coming into this week, or even before this, I thought Kira had such a good read on the house. You know, Kira's just never had any power, so they've never been able to do anything about it. And you know, they've tried to convince other people to do certain things. They've tried to tell other people not to listen to Anthony. And like, why are you listening to Anthony? Especially when like Adam was and they were saying like, don't listen to Anthony. Like, why are you following Anthony's recommendations or whatever? And now all of a sudden, look who's following Anthony's recommendations to a T. It's just so bad. And I'm so saddened by it because, you know, I do like Kira. I do like Kira as a person. And I did think that had they gotten power, maybe things could have been different. They could have made some great moves and could have been a really good player, but really just weren't given the opportunity. That's not true. So that didn't happen. And now we know it's over. So they get a big fat one from me.
There you go. So three ones. And we know that we need a two from the audience if Kira is going to get an average of one, because the audience never goes to a one. But maybe they did go to a one. They didn't go to a one. Is the audience going to give them a two or a three? That's the question. And I can say that the number of people that rated the players this week, an all-time high for the season.
Wow.
We're approaching Big Brother 20 numbers here. So I'm very proud of you guys for doing this. You just made the biggest move all season. All of you, you're lions. You are now definitely jury threats in the end, I promise you. Thank you so much for doing this for me. So the audience, the record high number in the audience, decided to give Kira a 2 out of 10. And right. Kira is now averaged at a 1. Kira shares are frozen. If you own any Kira, it's worthless. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
All right.
Well, the good news is they're HOH this week, so they're going to get another score next week, right? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know when. I can't remember how they do the final four and the final three in Big Brother. Is it fast forward?
We don't know for sure yet. I think usually how it's happened in the past is that, I think the last time we did the round table prior to the, finale, we had an idea of who had gone home, but because the feeds had cut and we knew who was going to be evicted before the feeds had cut.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And we had to play it like Will was still in the house, I think. Yeah.
I think I feel like maybe we played it like he was already out. I don't remember, maybe. But
I don't know. I have to go back and look.
Yeah. But, you know, if if we know Kira's gone, we're just gonna, they're already at one anyway, so that'll be convenient. So next up, let's talk about Dane. Last week, Dane got an average of 8. I gave him an 8. Brent did as well. And so did the audience. Melissa was down at a 7 for Dane. So, Melissa, you were the lowest on Dane. How do you feel about Dane this week?
I feel great about Dane this week. Dane was dead in the water. I thought Dane was out the door. Especially when Dane didn't win veto, I was like, it's over. Goodbye, Dane. That's the end. And I do feel like Dane pulled off a really excellent move. Yeah, sure. Some people could say that it really was just standard campaigning. But I mean, it worked. And if that's what you're going to have to do to stay in the house, I mean, well, it worked so far. We don't know for sure. But you know what? He was able to change the minds and the momentum is leaning towards him staying. So, you know, I gotta give it up to him. And I think that overall, I really respect Dane's game. I think he is a scrappy player, but I like the heart that he puts into it. He clearly cares about this game a lot, and I can see it. And I really like that in a player. And if he stays this week, I mean, bravo, because he should be going home. Mark is not nearly as big of a threat as him. So if he stays this week, I'll be very impressed. So I'm giving him a 9.
Yes, I was also very, very impressed with Dane this week. And for somebody that is on the block that still could go home, it's crazy that I'm giving him a 9, because he has the potential to be by far the highest rated person to ever be evicted in the Stockwatch. But I feel like, I do feel like this is pretty solid at this point. As long as he doesn't do something to screw it up, or if Mark doesn't do something to like blow us out of the water, it does look like Dane will stay. And if Dane stays, he is very safe in the final four. You know, I think that at this point, with Kira even talking about taking Dane to the end over Anthony, that even if Adam was HOH and Kira wins the veto, Kira might even take Anthony out of the game, although I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Yeah. But that's still the only situation where he goes home. And so he would need to lose two competitions, one to Adam and then one to Kira, in that exact configuration in order for him to go home in the final four. And then if he doesn't go home in the final four, then he's got a great shot. I think a 1-in-2 shot of winning the final three HOH. If he does that, he has a very good chance of winning the game. He's been playing very, very well. I think that Anthony is a master manipulator. Adam is a massive competition beast. They're all fairly well-rounded, but I think that Dane is the most well-rounded player of the people in the house this season, both, you know, in competitions, socially, strategically. He has made some mistakes, but I do feel like he's very well-rounded, and I do think he has a great chance to win the game. So I'm going to go with a 9 for Dane. Brent, how do you feel about it?
I came down with an 8, and I gave him an 8 last week. Look, there's a part of me that wants to give him a 9 or even a 10 for like his Houdini act, the pulling a rabbit out of the hat this week. But I also must consider the fact that I don't. A couple of things. Their jury management to me is leaving a little bit of something to be desired. And I am no longer confident that if Dane gets to the end of the game, that they are going to be the jury threat that I thought that they once were. As I said before, can they win the game? Can he win the game? Yes, he certainly can. But in the end, I used to think it was a slam dunk that Dane was going to win if he got to the end. Now I don't necessarily think that, especially with all of his friends on the jury. And I keep saying friends in quotation marks for those of you who are watching the video podcast, because these are people that he probably should have given more of a heads up about how things were going to go, and he just didn't. I mean, he blindsided Esty and Damien. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that he had to do that. There was a way for him to not have to do that. And he chose not to. And he also chose not to keep them in the game. And I'm not going to necessarily penalize him for that, because he may end up being in a superior position anyway. But I do have to consider that his jury management leaves something to be desired. I gave him an 8 last week. I think he gets points for pulling a rabbit out of the hat, but he also gets a few negatives for the fact that he has lost some credibility with the jury. And I do ultimately believe that this will be seen as Anthony's move, not Dane's move, by keeping Dane in the house this week. So he doesn't even get that. in terms of the jury. So it's an 8.
There you go. The audience does agree with you, Brent. The audience went with an 8 for Dane as well, but that is going to lock him in at a 9 average, meaning he goes up from his 8 last week to a 9. Dane, goodbye. Goodbye from Dane. Bad buy was Kira goodbye. Was a bad buy.
I thought you were like, goodbye.
That's what I thought you said.
Goodbye.
Okay, wow, goodbye, right, Dane. Over.
So next up, let's talk about Mark. I went on out on a limb last week. Brent gave Mark a 5. I said, I don't know, I think it's a 2, and I'm very happy I stuck with my guns there. Melissa and the chat and the audience both went with 3s, so I'll kick this one off with Mark here. He was at a 2 for me last week, and this week he's at a 1. He's at a 1. I almost went with a 2. I really did. Because I want to give him a better rating than Kira. Because I do think he has a better chance to win than Kira. But I think that his better chance to win is still, like, no chance to win. because, you know, theoretically, Anthony changes his mind. Dane goes home. Okay, maybe now he's in the game. But probably not. Right? I really don't think so.
I mean, I'll break the news to you. I gave him a 2. I gave him a 5 last week, so I'm really
coming
down.
Thank you for breaking the news to us.
I know, right? I just don't want to end the suspense right now because, like I said, I felt really relatively good about his chances last week. But, boy, he has made a mess of it. This is the tale as old as time in Big Brother of just totally being dependent on somebody else in the game. And that is what Mark is doing with Anthony. Everything Mark is like, shouldn't I campaign? What do you think? Should I say something? How do I feel right now? No. You're good. You're good, man. You're good. Like, you get it. This is not Big Brother, like, solitaire where you're just letting somebody else take care of everything. Get out there and fucking play. What are you doing?
Like, I hate when people do this.
Like, I'm inclined to give you a 2, but it was close to being a 1 because I feel like that you are playing a better game than Kira, and Anthony could change his mind and then we all look like idiots. But I mean, you've just done absolutely nothing. Like, you listen to the updates with Taryn. I mean, like, and like, I'll be straight with you guys. Like, I worked. I told Lagori this. Like, this was not the ideal week for me to be working 5 straight days. I got a new job. Oof. He scheduled me 5 straight days in a row. So when I work at night because that's when casinos are busy. And so I sleep during the day. And then I go to work at 7 o'clock at night. And then I work all the way until 3 or 4 in the morning. And then by then, Big Brother Canada sends the house guest to bed. So I have to watch a lot of this on flashback. Or catching up on updates or, you know, any videos that are posted. And that was disgusting to me to have to I hated that was happening. But on the other hand, I do feel like that if you listen to the updates and go back and watch flashback, Mark just isn't there. He's gone. He's like, you know, what is he doing? He's up in the jacuzzi, he's stacking Cheerios. I mean, this is not the game you signed up for, is Cheerios, Mark. So, I'm just mad because I feel like they're like of the people in the house, I probably identify with Mark the most. Like, he's a little awkward sometimes and he thinks a lot of himself and he's just a little smarty pants sometimes. And not that that's totally me, because I feel like I recognize my faults. But on the other hand, I do weirdly feel like Mark recognizes his faults at times too. But man, he's going to be evicted this week and he has no idea it's coming. Or he even actually, that's not even totally true. He sees that Anthony, Dane and Kira are pretty chummy. He's like, shouldn't I do something about that? And he's like, nah. And he's like, nah, you're right. So it's a 2 and it should be a 1.
Yeah, honestly, I was very close to 2 and I have, like, thinking about it some more, because Anthony does plan on telling Mark that he's going to be voting him out beforehand. And thinking about how that might go, like, Mark might cry, right? And he might cry to Anthony. Yeah. And that's what flipped Anthony before. I don't think that Anthony will change his mind, but I think there's a small enough chance that he might, that maybe I should switch to a two here. I feel like I want to save the ones for the real ones. Maybe I was too quick to judge.
I want to save the ones for the real ones. Yeah. Stacked in the chat, one of our moderators is asking me, why give him a two? Brent, he's being evicted. Well, that's the reason why, what you just heard from Taryn there.
We don't know for sure. It's not over till it's over.
Remember the Mackie week? I mean, like, Anthony can say, you never know what's going to set this guy off. I'm sorry. He is just, he has power and he knows it and he can change his mind on a dime. That can be good or bad, but in this particular instance, I think he's making the correct move, and thus Mark should go home. But if Mark gives some sob story to him and says, look, man, I've always been honest to you. I've always been loyal to you. You know, please, this means so much to me. Dane has everything he has. You know, by the way, I don't know how, like, Mark's always complaining about how good looking Adam and Dane are. I'm like, I don't know how Dane managed to make his way into that conversation, but whatever. Anyway, I feel like
he's a pretty boy. I'm gonna switch to a two, Alexandra. I'm gonna switch over to a two. It's what I had been thinking, and then I got caught up in the moment. I wanted to go a one, but he's a two. Yeah. He's a two for me.
It's a two.
Melissa, what do you think?
No, I agree. He's a two for me, and not because of the way he's playing, but because of the way that possibly Anthony might play. He's a two because there's a total possibility that he might stay. It's not over till it's over. But even so, if he does stay, it'll be because of someone else, not because of him. So, and honestly, this week, especially, I mean, you mentioned the Mackie week, but this week, especially, it doesn't take that much to flip the votes. There's like two votes. So it's really not that hard to be like, hey, Adam, this is what we're going to do now. This is the plan, and do it, or even not do that and have Kira just change the mind. You know,
you want me to be get mad at Mark even further? Like, Mark knows he needs two parts this week. He needs Anthony's vote and he needs Kira's tiebreaker vote. Mm-hmm. He knows that Adam's voting against him this week. So he knows he needs both pieces, and yet he's totally fine with Kira and Anthony playing footsie. I mean, obviously that's not what they're doing, but they're being friends. They're friendly and having a good time together. You don't think that you might want to look into that, Mark? Maybe he will before Thursday, but again, I'm grading him today, and it says he's a two right now.
Yeah. The audience, very close, very, very close vote, did go with a two for Mark. He almost made a three, but did go with a two. So it's going to be straight twos for Mark. If you bought Mark shares, it's a bad buy.
Bad buy. Bad buy.
You just lost some money there. Next up, let's talk about Anthony. Brent, let's start with you. How do you feel about Anthony?
Oh, are you ready for this? Actually, no, this is like the 1976 Olympics where Nadia Comaneci was given a perfect score, but the judges like didn't have the zero on the board because no one had ever gotten a perfect score in the history of gymnastics up until that point. So they gave her a one, and that's what it looks like. That's what I'm giving Anthony this week. I'm giving him a 10. God damn it, man. I have never seen somebody in the history of Big Brother who is just so freaking good. Like, it's just, it's a little bit of razzle dazzle. I'll give you that. Okay. It's a little bit of like, wow, that's so amazing. And that's what's causing me to feel so positively toward him. And I realize that you have to win the game in order for Cells to share at a 10. And I'm giving him a 10 right now. But we've given out 10s before. Occasionally, I gave Tyler a 10. People forget that the only 10 that I ever gave out during Big Brother 20 was to Tyler, of all people. I just think that when you consider his talent to be able to convince anybody of anything at any given time. I always think back to that interview with Ike at the beginning of the season where we were all down on him and we were like laughing at him and Liguori had him rated high. And I just think a lot of that was mainly because of who Ike is. Like, she's so freaking beautiful. And I'm just going to be real with you. Like, I feel like he couldn't keep his dick in his pants. Like, he was just like so into her. Like, he couldn't act like he normally does in the house with these people, which is really, really good. He's so good with talking with people and just getting them to do what he wants. I feel like you have to give him a 10 this week. Like, he couldn't have played any better this week. And he's making what seems to be an incorrect move, but it is to me the correct play in terms of keeping this guy, Dane, in the house, who will take into the final two. I feel like if you keep Mark in the house, Mark is the kind of guy, again, I don't, like, you heard Taryn and I talking before. We don't know what Mark will do, but I know what Dane will do. Dane will take Anthony to the final two, and I feel like that's why he gets a 10.
There you go. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah. See, this is the thing is I'm so totally impressed by Anthony's play, his ability to manipulate, his ability to, you know, get people on his side and convince people of things. It's very Derek-esque. And it's insane how it's worked so well this whole time. And even especially on Kira, who is someone this whole time who has been like, you know, shouting to the rooftops that Anthony is manipulative and that you shouldn't be convinced by him and that he will tell you what you need, you want to hear, and don't listen to him. And now look who's his number one fan. So, you know, I'm very, very impressed with him. However, I'm a little torn because do I think this is the right move for him? I don't know. But you know, even if it's not, the fact that he's able to pull this off, he's able to pull off literally whatever he wants week to week. There's never a week where he doesn't get what he wants, whether it's a good thing that he wants it or a bad week that he wants it. Look, first of all, the Corey thing, yes, there was one situation. But for the most part, that was literally the one time where he didn't get his way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was by a twist. If that twist hadn't come.
And he kind of, I feel like he was sort of handicapped during the twist week because he didn't know which one of them had done it. He couldn't like really go after Adam or Dane because it could have been either one of them. And we're watching the feeds and we didn't even know. I mean, I was finally convinced when I saw Dane go into the room with Esty and be like, was it you? And she's like, was it you? And she's like, no. So then I was like, okay, it's Adam then. But up until then, I didn't know. So I feel like that's partly why he couldn't use every tool in his toolbox, Anthony, I'm talking about. Because he didn't know who to go after.
And also because he had spent the whole week focusing on Mark, getting Corey closer to Mark, because Mark is the one that mattered. If he had been doing that with Dane all week long because he knew he needed Dane's vote, he might have been able to get Dane's vote. You know, don't underestimate him. But it was a last second thing, and then he had to work on Dane, and it was just not enough time, and Dane voted Corey out there. So, yeah, he didn't get his way there, but you definitely can't fault him for that one. So, Melissa?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I that's the thing is like, maybe he's not making the correct move this week. We don't know. But the fact that he was able to get this move pulled off when it was seemingly impossible was totally impressive. So I'm going to give him a 9.
Yes. I was torn.
I was torn as well.
9 or a 10. It's a tough one because I think that his gameplay this week, it deserves a 10. It is 10 gameplay. I want him to have the 10 on his resume. But if I'm looking at the game from a who is going to win perspective, I can't say I definitely think Anthony has this in the bag. I do feel like it's up in the air between Anthony and Dane and Adam. And for that reason, I feel like I can't go with the 10. Even though I want to, I do, because he deserves it. But I feel like it's just his competition is so good that it does kind of keep him down. Maybe, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one, but I am going to go with a 9 for Anthony. I think that what he's done this week has been incredible. I think that, you know, I do think that this move is probably the right one. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But I do agree with his reasoning for doing it. And just the skill that he has displayed in doing this move has just been so, so marvelous. I'm going to go with a 9. The audience
gave him a 10.
Gave Anthony an 8.
Five.
An 8.
8. You guys suck, man. Go ahead.
It was looking like I checked it earlier today. It was looking like he was about to, you know, he was at like an 8.3. I was like, oh, this is getting close. But he landed eventually at a 7.9.
All the haters came in. That's what happened.
I believe this is the highest overall rating of anybody this season so far, at a 7. I think, as long as I'm not, Dane might have had a higher one earlier, but I'm not sure.
Averaging a 9, you mean?
For the audience. The audience is rating.
The audience. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes. Yeah, so Anthony is going to average out here at a 9 as well. So Anthony is going to go from $7 last week to $9 this week. Anthony, a very good buy, unless Adam is a 10, looking like the best buy of the week. But let's move on to our final person here, Adam. Now, a lot of people have called me out, you know, caught me that I bought Adam stock, that they're sure of it. And so, you know, that does not influence my rating here. I just want to let people know. People think, oh, he's mad about this because of he's praising Adam because he bought Adam stock. Listen, I'm giving Adam a 9. I think he deserves a 9. I do. Here's why. I think that he has a very good chance of winning this game. I think that he has a. It's very unlikely he leaves in the final four. He has a 50% chance to win the final three HOH. I think that he has a very good chance of beating Dane in the finals. I think he has a decent chance of beating Anthony in the finals. Maybe not as good as Dane. I do think taking Dane is the correct choice, actually, in that regard. But I think he has a great chance to win this game. I do think that his social and strategic game have been underrated by a lot of people who are focusing a lot on his competition wins. And that's because I think that he's done a fantastic job. He hasn't needed to win any of the competitions that he's won. He's always been safe, regardless of whether or not he's won. He now has 7 competition wins, the highest percentage of any player in competitions. He is going to break the record if he wins either the next HOH or the veto. He could crush the record if he wins all 3 of the next competitions, which is completely possible. So I do think that he is in a great position. I think that he is a very good player. I do think that if any of Dane, Anthony, or Adam win this game, they are the best Big Brother Canada winner. He's played a dominant game up until this point. The fact that he managed to keep himself safe through just who he is with Anthony, I think was pretty impressive here. Obviously, Dane, Dane did this intentionally, playing to Anthony's emotions. Adam did it just because of who he is. And that's social game. That is, Adam's loyalty struck a chord with Anthony, and it made him change his mind. And Anthony doesn't even want Adam out at the final four anymore. And so it's very impressive stuff. I think that Adam has a great chance to win this game. And so I'm going to give him a 9. Melissa, what about you?
Yeah, I'm in total agreement. I'm giving him a 9 as well. I'm very impressed with him. I mean, his comp wins, obviously, but also his goodbye messages have consistently been really good. They've been to the point, not bragging, not, you know, rude.
Don't tell your friends.
Yeah, not any of that. He lays out exactly what happened, who's in the alliance, what the alliance is called, here's why you're out. And I think that that's going to resonate with people because, you know, other people aren't doing such a great job with that. And I do think goodbye messages are important. And also, I think that bodes well for final pleas. I know that a lot of the time people make up their mind before final speeches, but, you know, I think that he could influence some people, and especially because people like Adam. So I think that, you know, if people want to vote for someone who they think is a nice person, which I feel like we are leaning towards these days, I feel like he could get those votes. So you know what? I'm giving Adam a 9 as well, because I think he's playing a great game.
All right, Brent.
Yeah, I'm giving him a 9 as well. Might as well make it unanimous. I share Melissa's praise of his jury messages, his goodbye messages. I think that's a skill that it's really underrated. We talked about it during Big Brother 19. It's something that people just don't really prepare for. And he knows how to get what he needs to get across in a concise, articulate manner. I think that skill cannot be overstated, aside from the fact that he's just a really good person. And as we saw last year, sometimes people just want to vote for somebody that they like more than somebody else. And, you know, say what you want about Kayla, and I thought she should have won Big Brother Canada 6, but she comes off as a little bit of a bitch sometimes and a little bit cold to people. They don't want to vote for somebody like that. Adam is a little more touchy-feely. All the things that make him very beta to me make him very accessible to the jury. And so I feel like that you can't overstate his value in the game right now. And again, he's going into a week where he can win either the HOH or the veto. I have to believe he's a favorite to win one of them. If he doesn't, he probably deserves to go home. So it's a 9.
There you go. So it's going to be here from the audience. They have given Adam an 8. as well. The audience gave all of Anthony, Dane, and Adam 8s. Anthony was the highest of the 8. Dane was second and Adam was third, but they were all very close. It was 7.9, 7.8, and 7.7. All 8s average from the audience to these three pretty boys. And so there you go. Adam is going to average out at a 9, up from an 8 last week. Adam was a good buy. Not the best buy, but a good buy.
Goodbye. Not a goodbye.
Yes.
But a good buy.
Melissa and myself on the same page with all of our ratings, which happened to also coincide with the average ratings. So 1, 9, 2, 9, 9. Dane,
it's
Anthony.
It's pretty funny to see the top, like, three of the players.
Yes.
At 9s and then the two at the bottom. And you're like, oh, I see where the difference is right here. It's pretty interesting.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's rare to see people all ranked 9 near the end. It's kind of wild.
I'm pretty sure that up until this season, we'd only done it a couple of seasons up until this point, but over the course of the entirety of Big Brother 20, only one person managed to get a 9, and now we have three of them. Three 9s in one single round of Stockwatch. I have to imagine this is the highest average for a Stockwatch that we've done over the course of a week. So this is crazy. I really feel like this is accurate too. 9s only because I don't know which one of them is going to win. And I think that the other two can't.
I think it'll be really cool to see the final three 9s face off against each other. Hopefully they're the final three.
I really hope it happens. I really hope we don't have an upset.
Oh, God, I hope not.
But there you go. Three 9s for these guys, and then one for Kira and two for Mark. Go ahead.
Frail Mary is in the chat. And remember, I think she was on a podcast with you on Friday or Saturday whenever Kira was making up their nominations. And she was just beside herself, Mary. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, like, I think she's going on about the fact that she bought Adam and she thought it was going to be a good buy. And then Kira became HOH. And she said, oh, this is such a good buy. Like, how great is this? The Kira's the HOH. And then it just all went to pot when it looked like Adam was going to be evicted. And then it all turned around. Like, first Adam was going to be evicted. Like, at first Kira was targeting Dane, but then Anthony and Mark were going to target Adam. But then after Adam, like, hugged him, then they wanted to target Dane, and then Adam won the veto, so it was a moot point, and now Dane is the target, and now then Dane gave his pitch, and now Mark is the target. So, like, what a roller coaster.
All over the place. So let's see what happened here with the Stockwatch purchases. We'll start with Brent. What did Brent decide to do?
You can see it already.
I have it open here.
I had 39 shares of Kira and I sold them all.
Well, that was a good move.
Yes, I sold all the 39 shares of Kira. That nets me 150. So I had $156 combined with my dollar that I had left over and my $20 stipend that gave me $177 to spend. And using that $177, I decided to go all in on frickin' Mark. I'm so mad.
You were looking good for a while.
I looked so good. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking great. I couldn't come on the podcast and rant about Taryn saying that he had no chance because he said he had no chance last week. And it looked like Mark had like the mother of all chances this week. Like Kira was HOH. Kira was going to go after Adam or Dane. One of them was going to be evicted. Mark was going to skate into the final four, having not done anything. Like he wouldn't have to do, like he's been the guy the whole time who's going to be like, I'm going to make a move against the Pretty Boys. But he wasn't even going to have to make a move against the Pretty Boys because Kira was going to make the move for him. And Adam and Dane were going to be on the block. There was even a potentially possible situation where Mark was going to be on the block next to Adam or Dane and then be the one to stay, in which case he'd be totally absolved of anything. And then it's like, how the hell did this go wrong? Like, I mean, how is Mark being evicted at this point? I really feel like all of his sins came back to haunt him this week. He's depending on Anthony way too much. He's an incredibly awkward guy. People know he's snaky. Like they even use, obviously Anthony uses that word in the house, snaky. They feel like he's somebody that you can't trust. And I feel like he wears it on his face. He says those offhanded comments about Kira came to me, but you know where my loyalty lies. He doesn't even sound believable when he says that to Anthony. So I understand why Anthony is mad about that and is wanting to evict Mark at this point. It's just like, how did this happen? I thought I had such a good buy, because the only way I told Liguori this, that the only way I could really come back on Taryn here, aside from pulling something out at the end, which I kind of didn't want to do, is to really make a move here. And the only way to make a move is to buy somebody who's really low and hope that they have some sort of a tournament. And Mark looked like he was going to do that. Like, I had visions of giving him a 6 this week. Like, and he was a 3 last week. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to double my money and I'm going to like totally get up on Taryn. But no. It didn't happen that way. I'm ready to like wave the white flag.
Well, that was Brent's decision. That's going to cost him, it looks like, you're going to lose
a third of my money, whatever.
You're going to lose $59. You do get another, a $20, stipend, it's a loss of $59. I think that's the biggest loss in the stock watch this season.
I do things big. I like
but
it.
We'll see how Melissa does. let's move on to Melissa here.
Well, I didn't do as crazy. I bought Dane stock. So okay. I feel like I feel pretty good about that because
So what does that mean? You kept all of the things that you currently own and you just used your money to buy Dane stock, your stipend, or what?
I currently have Adam, Anthony, and Dane.
Yes, she has 6 shares of Adam, 2 shares of Anthony, and she last week bought 7 shares of Dane.
Okay.
So Melissa did make some money this week, I think, right? Right. So $6 from Adam, 4 from Anthony, and then 7 from Dane, which means you made $17 of profit this week.
Very good.
I think I'm ahead of Brent now.
I think she is.
I'm not the worst.
I think she actually might be ahead of Brent. There you go. Wow.
I did it, guys. This is how the comeback happens. is how it happens. Now I just need to beat Taryn.
Yes. Alexandra points out that you sold all of your Damien last week as well. That was another move that you
made.
Oh,
yeah. I did sell Damien. That was a good move as well. I was like, get this guy out of here. He's gone. So, yeah, I was like, got to get rid of him. So, I'm currently, my portfolio is still diversified, but it's spread out between the 3 grades. So, I feel okay.
There you go. Well, as I mentioned, many, many people on Reddit, on Twitter, they pointed out that it was obvious that I had bought Adam shares just because of the way that I was reacting to things. It was influencing my analysis. And to those people, I want to give you a very Anthony-like, how could you? How could you doubt me? How could you think that I would let that influence my analysis? And even worse, how could you think I didn't make the best possible decision for my game this week? I went all in on Anthony.
I give up. Like, this is just me, like, yeah.
No, girl. I know. It's like, where was I ever going to be?
It's like you have a crystal ball working. That just, like, tells you what's going to happen.
It's just ridiculous.
What are you going to do? I went all in on Anthony. 54 shares of Anthony.
Nothing.
I made a profit of $108.
See, that's the thing is you have so many. It's like literally you're sitting here with 54, whatever. I have 7.
Well, it's your own damn fault. No offense.
Why don't have this happened? But how do I have nothing?
Look, I'm just saying, like, of the 2 people, and I love you, but I'd much rather be me than you. Because at least I'm going for it. Like, I knew I had to do something.
I'd much rather be me than you.
This is what jury house conversations sound like.
You're okay with it. You're like the Victoria of where like, that third place is okay. Like, that rocks, And I was controlling everything from the beginning.
Okay, look who's in third place. All right, so I'm in second place over here.
I know how that happened.
Douglas says, Taryn is James Holsa.
Yes, you are.
There you go. Yes, Alexandra points out there is one person on Reddit who is competing with me. They have made the same choices as me, I think, the last few weeks. It's Beast SG on Reddit. And I do think this person has a slight lead on me because they made better decisions earlier. So other than that, though, I'm leading all of the patrons and the rest of Reddit. So Kudos to Beast, who has the true crystal ball there.
Other than the person in first place, I'm in first place.
So there you go. We're going to look at the net worth summary here. So I currently am in the lead with 506. Melissa has taken second place with 155. Woo! And Brent is in third with 138.
Boo.
So there you go. Alexandra says that Nikki in the chat here leads the patrons with 344.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Way more than me.
There you go. So yes, commanding lead here in the Stockwatch. And if Mark goes home, I will also have three of the four final four in my draft. So things are looking pretty good.
You know what's going to suck is if Anthony wins and then you steal part of my thunder because you have
with the dominant Stockwatch.
Yeah, you're going to be like, well, I'm like, I won. You're like, we won. And that's not okay.
Oh, I'm so ready for that now.
Yeah, so Taryn's going to win no matter what.
You're the Anthony in this situation. You just gave me the line.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're going to say this to me, Taryn.
It's going to be great TV.
But I will tell you that I got a message from Ligori who was like, I'm really over Taryn, like running over everybody on the Stockwatch, because he's like, it's not fun to watch Taryn just like run roughshod over YouTube. And I'm like, look, I'm like,
that's like, be better.
I can make a comeback this week. Like, I know I can. Like, there's a way to do it. And plus, you can't cover everybody at the end. Like, this is back when, like, I had, like, 180 and Taryn has, like, 360. I'm like, yeah, he's got a lead. But, you know, like, he's going to have to pick a horse at the end. And then I have a way to win.
Either that or he's got so many that he's just going to split it between everyone and still have more than me.
But I could not have predicted what would have happened this week. Sorry, Matt. If you hated it last week, it's gotten really bad.
What are you going to do? You know, up until this point, everyone was still in the running. And you know what? Something big could happen and I could lose it all. That's how this game works.
Yes, exactly.
I will disagree with that statement. I don't think I was in the running. I don't think up until this point, everyone was in the running. Look,
I didn't say everyone. I said there were other people.
I didn't say everyone.
Okay. Well, listen. By everyone, I meant everyone that was playing well.
Oh, wow. The truth comes out, Taryn.
What I need to have happen is for Anthony to change his mind, which means Kira changes their mind, and for Mark to stay in the house, and I still have all the Mark shares, and I need to find this out before Thursday.
This is so, Brent's
and luckily, 70-step
plan to win Stockwatch.
I don't work before Thursday, so I will have all the information at my fingertips. And then
it's so easy. I just need 70 things to happen.
Yes. No, you see,
you know, what?
All needs to happen is for Anthony to change his mind.
It makes sense that Matt doesn't like this because he's the one that's always complaining about the Jeopardy thing happening right now.
Oh, really? Matt's complaining? Oh, I love that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've been living like Matt, I've been watching Jeopardy and I haven't watched Jeopardy in a while. Like, it's been a minute and I've been watching every freaking night because of James. Like, that's why.
Yeah, record numbers in the votes for the Stockwatch. People they're coming out for the
spoilers. I guess it is a spoiler, but it's Jeopardy. It's on every day. So what the hell? He was given a run for his money last night. Like, ooh. The guy who was up against him last night was very close to beating him. And it was the first game in like 19 games that wasn't a runaway. So there you go. Anyway.
There you go. See, can happen to anyone, including James and myself. So there you go. That was the Stockwatch. Things are. I just have to survive one more week without losing it all, and I'll hopefully be good. But we'll see.
Yes. By the way, Aman in the chat says, "I've been lost all my money personally." He says, "I'm in 1930s-esque depression right now." I think that's probably true.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. all right. Well,
are we ready? Before we get into the questions that you asked on the survey, we had a couple questions from the chat. So, Stacked, remind me what those questions were. I remember the first one from Jessica, which is that Dane has been saying that his mom said something to him, obviously, that's impacting the game within the house. And isn't that using production as a strategy? So if you understand what I'm talking about, the house guest got a family visit and Dane is saying that his mom said something. I don't know what it was, but that it's not evident in the question that Jessica asked. Obviously something that could possibly impact the game, like the boys need to be loyal to each other, or Anthony needs to be loyal to Dane or something. Well, I don't know, whatever. And isn't that using quote unquote production as a strategy? My answer to that question is no, because it asks the fellow house guests to believe what Dane is telling them. And they should naturally be suspicious of Dane saying, hey, my mom said this and my mom's on the outside and, you know, shouldn't you believe it? Like if somebody got a family visit in the house and they told me that their mom or their dad said something to them, I would naturally be suspicious of them. And by the way, I will say that Big Brother Canada has been not as quick with the using production as a strategy finger as Big Brother US is. In fact, I don't know that I've ever heard Big Brother Canada ever say you cannot use production as a strategy. I'm cool with it.
There you go.
I'm not getting any pushback, so I have to agree that I have to think that Taryn and Melissa probably don't think much of it either.
I didn't think much of it. Yeah. All right. So I asked the audience, how would you rate the episodes of Big Brother Canada this week? The episodes. Last week, by the way, it was a 5.7. The week before that, it was down somewhere below that. This week, it was a 6.6, on the rise. People liked the episodes this week.
Yeah.
It's a good week.
I thought they were fun.
Yes. The live feeds. I asked you to rate the feeds this week. Last week, the feeds were at a 4.4. This week, the feeds rated a 7.3. People loved the feeds this week. I have to agree. These are like some of the best feeds that I could ask for. I'm loving this is a 9 or a 10 for me in terms of feeds this week. I loved it. I thought this was a fantastic week to watch on the show, especially the timing of it. Like, we never get the like this level of gameplay at this time in the game. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. By the way, I can't even say this name. Big Sissy Banana in the chat. Timeout for what? You get a timeout if you say something shitty in the chat, like you attack one of the panelists, i.e. me or Melissa or Taryn, or you say something that is just a little bit uncouth, and you get a timeout, which means that you're silenced for 5 minutes. It's not the end of the world. Don't worry. Everything's fine. Okay. Moving on.
All right. So I asked you also to rate the season as a whole so far. Last week it was at a 5.2. This week has gone up to a 6. People thought this has done a good job. It has helped the season as a whole. If this continues, I do feel like I said, this could redeem the season. It could. It could really help redeem the season. I do think that regardless of the entertainment value of the season as a whole, even if people don't feel like it redeemed the season, at least it has contributed to the legacy of the show. And I do think it will be great for that and the history of the show. But at the same time, it's also been exciting. And don't forget that there were also some very exciting weeks early on as well. So I do feel like, hopefully we'll start to, everyone will come up a little bit to where I am. Maybe not as high as on the season as I am, but maybe come up a little bit, because this has been a good season. This has been a great week. So hopefully we get there.
It has been.
Yes. I also asked you to rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. Adam was in the lead last week, and he is going to retain that lead. Yep. Is the favorite of the players. Next up is Dane. Last week it was Damien and then Dane. So Damien's gone. And so now it's Dane in second place. And then Anthony in third place. So that's a big shift here. Anthony was second to last time, below Kira. But Kira has Kira, who was at the bottom all season long, and then went up all the way up to at least halfway, mid tier. Kira has fallen all the way back down to the bottom, just below Mark. And then a big gap, and it's Anthony, Dane, Adam. Adam at the top.
Yeah. That's probably how I would have ranked them too. Yeah. Well,
I mean, it just depends. I mean, as far as likability goes, I'd probably go Adam, but I'm really living for what Anthony has been serving.
I probably do. Yeah. Adam, Anthony Dane, but
I mean, like, Dane's a cool guy, but like, he's a bit of a knucklehead sometimes. I feel like Anthony's he takes this stuff so seriously, and you can tell he wants it. Not that Dane doesn't want it. You could hear it in his plea to Anthony. I think that's what helped sell Anthony on keeping Dane, is the fact that Dane wants this as badly as he does. Adam wants it too. It's just so great to see people. Like, I know that this season hasn't been great in terms of entertainment value up until now, and that's true. It hasn't been, but the strategic acumen of some of these people is really, really great, and they really, really want to win the game, which is, sorry, it's a lot. You can, I mean, we had people last year who didn't even know what state they were in. They don't know what, they don't even know what they're doing in the house. Like, it's just, it's great to see that people, like, they actually care about winning the game. Remember, like, last year in this at the Final Four, like, Tyler threw a veto that he shouldn't have thrown and could have won the game because he lost sight of winning the game. And I will say this. I want to say this about Adam really quickly, because I forgot to say it when I was giving him his grade, because I almost gave him an 8 because I felt like that he does take the pretty boy thing a little too seriously at times, like in favor of his own game. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty boys are like here, and then Adam's game is here. And I wish that those two things were flipped, so that, you know, I feel like, because it hasn't bit him in the butt yet, but it could.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, I Adam has turned into the fan favorite, and it does look like he'll stay there for a while. Next week, I will ask a question for the remaining players, plus all of the jury members, a separate question for like everyone, basically, like, who would you give Canada's favorite to or whatever? So you can Damien will be back in the mix, but I have a feeling Adam's going to retain that title.
By the way, Arissa tweeted that the Big Brother Canada awards are, yes, the voting is happening right now. I retweeted that, so make sure to check my timeline @OneLuckyGay if you want to vote for some of the things that we're going to award this season. It should be pretty fun. I always like it when they do that.
I voted. You know, I don't vote for like anything, but I did vote for that because I always like to see their reactions to some of them. And I do, honestly, I like to see their reactions to ones that they're in.
I feel bad that we can't see any of the good Anthony, like his BS selling, like that guy.
Yeah, you can't give
the
away
stuff anything. He says, you know, I want to see that, but like, they're not going to be able to see that, because even if they were all in on it, they didn't see it happen. So I don't know that they're going to give away how good he is at that. So,
yeah. I encourage everyone to vote for stuff like this that we like seeing, and that's not a dumb twist.
Yes.
Have higher vote numbers for things, for votes that aren't twists. Let's send them a message that they won't hear, but still. You have to try. You have to fight. So I asked you to rank the players in order of who is strategically best for Dane's game to target during his double eviction HOH. This is when he targeted Damien. People thought Mark was his best target there. Kira very close behind, and then Anthony very close behind that. I disagree with the Anthony one, just because Anthony is keeping him safe this week, which turned out to be a good investment there. But I do think Mark or Kira would have been the better move here for Dane to take a shot. It worked out, but it could have not worked out. And so I do feel like they said Damien, and then Adam was the worst person for him to go after. I kind of agree with that. I think that, Damien, he should have kept Damien and Adam safe. If he has Damien, he has Adam in the final four, in the final five. That's three people who are not coming after him, two out of the four. And then Anthony's not going to win anything. And then you've got either Kira or Mark. And yes, Kira did eventually win, but Kira also went after Dane. So and if Damien's in the house, Damien is a vote to keep Dane. If Adam is in the house, Adam's also a vote to keep Dane. They would both use the veto on Dane. Dane's in a better spot.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, he's playing. He certainly was like riding the barbed wire on the fence this week, Dane, I'm talking about, by evicting all of his allies, depending on the grace of Anthony to keep him this week, depending on Kira, who, you know, you never, it's totally unpredictable to me to keep him, I mean, like, it's amazing to me that he's still staying in the house, and he still may not. Like, I know it hasn't changed yet, but he still may not stay in the house. Like, I feel like there's a way for him to not, like, especially if Anthony goes through, depending on, like, if Anthony tells Mark that he's voting him out Wednesday night, I feel like that's more than enough time for things to switch.
Yeah, I agree. I also asked the audience to rank the players in order of who is strategically best for Kira's game to target this week. Guess who is last on that list?
Adam.
Mark.
They're
sending home.
That's true. Sorry, I figured we were all going on. You know, there's so much hand wringing over the fact that Kira was targeting Adam.
Adam was just barely above Mark on that ranking there.
And by the way, not to throw too much shade on Kira, because I've really piled on, but my God, what is up with the Adam hate, Kira?
Adam is your friend.
It is
Adam
bizarre.
Is the one that has stuck up for them the most, that the only
the
one in there
time.
That like has genuinely cared for them in the house.
Even Kira's Twitter account, whoever's running Kira's Twitter account, was like, Adam is your friend, Kira.
I know, right?
Adam is not the enemy. It's like, yeah, seriously. It's crazy to me. Adam has been their friend the whole time. Yeah. And been the only person to stick up for them.
Loyal to them. Let's be clear about that. But there's no reason for Kira to be this.
Kira's not angry at Adam for not being loyal to them. Kira's angry at Adam for being a God complex misogynist pig.
Oh my God, which is the total wrong read of Adam.
Which is not true.
He's the least of the guys in the house. He was the least of them.
Is so sweet. Adam's so nice. I'm a big fan of Adam, and I don't see any of the things that Kira is saying.
Well, it's because it's not there. Like I said, he's not an alpha. He's a beta. So you can't be a sexist, god complex, misogynist pig and also be a beta at the same time. It just doesn't work like that. He's a much cooler guy than that. I don't think
Adam is.
I don't think Adam is. Not the way Kira means it. I feel like.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. So yes, Mark at the bottom. So, I mean, and this is what I mean when I say like this is the worst HOH, because when Chelsea targeted people, like Kaylin wasn't at the bottom of Chelsea's list of who she should target that week. Maybe she should have made a different move, but Kaylin was like up there at the top. Sam, you know, Kiki was up there at the top of people that she should target. Maybe she should have targeted one of the pretty boys, but at least she didn't target Adam. Or Kira, right? Those would have been the worst people to target for her HOH there. And even with Corey, like Corey didn't take out the worst person for Corey's game. Corey, you know, took out somebody that, you know, probably was closer to the bottom, but still was not the worst person for them to say for her to take out. Kira taking out the absolute worst person, and not only taking that person out, not only taking Mark out just because like, oh, Mark goes out on Kira's HOH week. That's a bad look. That's like, what's her name from Big Brother 18, going out, Bronte going out on her ally that was Frank's person, as HOH week. Like that was unintentional. Bridget, Bronte going out on Bridget's HOH week. That was unintentional. Bridget did not, condone that move. But Kira has condoned this move. Kira wants this to happen. They want the worst person for them to leave to be the one that leaves. And it's just,
so bad.
So bad. So that's why, you know, Kira, worst decision, 80%. Yes, there you go. I asked you to rank the players from who you think Essie is most likely to vote for in the final two to who she is least likely to vote for in the final two. People said Dane, number one. That's what she said. People said Adam number two for Esty. Esty said Adam second to last, just above Kira. The audience says Mark second to last, just above Kira, but Esty actually said Mark was second after Dane. So flip Adam and Mark for what Esty said versus what the audience thinks. What do you think about that, Melissa?
Sorry, I was commenting in the chat. Ooh. What was the question?
Truth be told, if
you know, I was doing a correction in the chat too, and it was like, oh, Bronte was from BB18, and now you ask me a question, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on here.
I love it, because if you had said, Brent, what do you think of that? I would have the exact same reaction, because I was reading the chat as well, because someone added me about something. So, Terry, what was your question again?
The chat is just distracting my hosts here.
Well, there was something I wanted to say, because I had tweeted about this, and then someone asked me a question, but go ahead and ask your question again.
So, audience, Esty to me said that she would vote for Dane, then Mark, then Anthony, then Adam, then Kira. The audience thinks that's not the case. The audience thinks that Adam and Mark are flipped, that it's going to be Dane, then Adam, then Anthony, then Mark, then Kira.
Yeah, that's because the audience can't imagine anybody voting for Mark. I mean, that's, let's be real. I feel like that's where that's coming from. They can't imagine that anybody in their right mind would actually pick Mark over Adam. So that's why they're putting Adam ahead of Mark there. Like, but I do feel like there's a world where that could happen or could have happened if Mark actually was going to stay in the house this week.
Yes, I'm with the audience in this one. I feel like Esty gets to the jury house and nobody there respects Mark. I don't think Esty is a vote for Mark, even if he
that's
does.
That's probably
yeah.
true.
Plus, yeah. I think Adam is better at speaking and getting his point across than Mark is. And I feel like people don't really take Mark seriously. He always seems like he's trying to do some weird, like, supervillain type speech whenever he does, like, one of his speeches. And I feel like if he got to the end and he did one of those sort of, like, Shakespearean, like, where he kind of moves his arms around weird and, like, speaks all strange, like, people are going to be like, what is going on here? Who is this guy? And Adam's just direct and to the point. And I think Adam will have a better showing for sure.
Yes. So the audience,
by the way,
go ahead.
No. I want to finish the subject. I thought you were done.
All right. Well, the audience also voted for Damien's order, and it was actually the same order: Dane, Adam, Anthony, Mark, Kira, which is flipping Dane and Adam. Yeah. Damien told me Adam, Dane, Anthony, Mark, Kira. It was a close vote here. People were very torn between whether Damien would vote for Dane or Adam. He told me Adam. People think he would probably go for Dane. I am also torn on this one. He didn't even know about the Pretty Boys at this point, so who knows what that information does to impact his thought process. Who knows whether he gets closer to Sam or to Corey. We know he had a good relationship with Corey, and so if he reconnects with Corey in the jury house, that could be good for Anthony, because, you know, Sam will be pushing Dane or Adam, but Corey will absolutely be pushing Anthony, and so we'll see. I'm inclined to believe he could be a vote for Anthony. I really do, especially if he reconnects with Corey. But I think Damien is one of the most up in the air votes here for the jury.
I agree. Yep. I have no idea which way he could go. He could totally surprise me.
Yeah. So there you go. What, Brent, what were you going to bring up here?
Well, I had seen this on Twitter, and Chelsea had addressed this because they said Chelsea from BB Can 6 from the season, from BB Can 7, sorry. They said, you know, what do you think of Anthony? What do you think of the Pretty Boys? What do you think about what he's doing? And she was like, I'm really torn. And here's why. And, you know, it's really great to watch him do all this manipulating, blah, 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 blah. But there's all these, you know, invisible lines he crosses, and I don't really like that. And basically, I just, like, said, that's total bullshit, woman. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, to me, there are no invisible lines in Big Brother. You have to do emotional manipulation. It's part of it. And Jessica in the chat says the same thing, which is, I'm trying to find it. I lost it. Here we go. Brent, I agree with you on Anthony manipulating game-wise is great, but he loses me, capital letters, loses at the emotional manipulation and evil things he says about people that are not true, especially about Adam. This, to me, it lends itself to the fact that Adam is everybody's favorite right now. And anything that people say about Adam, people like take averse to, or they're averse to, because, to me, it's just him feeding into Kira's fears about Adam. Like, Kira says, like, oh, you know, he's a god complex and he thinks this about women. And Anthony's like, yeah. But I feel like he's just like a little bit of a cheerleader behind everybody's like worst impulses about their reads on other people. I will say that the comment that him and Dane and Anthony, right, who said the thing about Sam, we could make her beg if she decided to cook and clean for us or something. Obviously, that was really dumb and misogynistic, and like they shouldn't have said that. That was really, really freaking stupid. But it doesn't rise, like, it's not evil to me, because they were, you know, it was never something, it was a joke. It was a joke. It was a dumb freaking joke that they should never have said. It should never have come out of their mouths. I don't have any problem with anything that Anthony's doing in the house right now. He's playing Big Brother. It's not called Little Sister. It's Big Brother. Maybe Little Brother is better. I don't know. Somebody's going to come for me for that. But you know what I mean? It's a big boys game or a big girls game, and you got to play like it if you want to win the money. If you don't, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the pre-jurors, they did not have experience with feeds prior to the season, and now they're on Twitter and they're getting, you know, sent every little thing that ever is said about them, and there's lots of trash talking that happens.
Lots of trash talk. That's what Andy did on Big Brother 15 so well. Like, trash talked the hell out of Alyssa, and he's like totally good friends with her now. But he, like, that's part of it. When you're in an alliance with people and you want to make each other feel better, you talk trash. about other people. That's what happens in Big Brother. We don't like it, but it happens.
It's very, very normal. And I have seen worse. I've seen much worse than Anthony in previous seasons. Not to say that Anthony is perfect. Anthony is probably the Anthony or Kira, probably the worst in terms of trash talking.
Yeah.
In the house. But, you know, this happens a lot. And no, I don't condone it. But also, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, how dare he? He does not deserve to win Big Brother for doing
it's
what
when people
everybody
say things
on
like
Big Brother
evil.
Does.
When they say that Anthony is evil, I really don't like that, because I feel like that just feeds into everybody's worst read on what they feel like Big Brother is. It's a very fun game and it's a manipulative game. Like there's no. Like we don't lie like this in real life. We don't backstab people like this in real life. It's all a part of the game. And I don't know why people get so butthurt about it sometimes.
Yeah. And the thing about how this works is that when you are trash talking the people that the audience does not like, or maybe the pre-juror does not like, then it's yes, king or queen. Yes. Read them for filth. you know, it's, you know, everyone cheers them on. I think that was, you know, a big part of like, Netta, who trash talked the big villains of season two, like yes, Netta, and then Netta trash talking you know Gary and Cass, like oh no, Netta, no. Yeah, evil Netta. So it's you know, it's very contextual in that way, and it's something that happens a lot, and people generally are, you know, are able to move past it once they're out of the house. So you know, we'll see how the things go, but no, I do not think Anthony has done anything that rises above anything that has, you know, happened most seasons in terms of the trash talking. I would love for him to not do it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like listening to it. I don't think it's a good thing to do. But you know, it's unfortunately a reality of what we live with for watching these people on the live feeds in the Big Brother house. So what are you gonna do? I wouldn't do it if I was in the house, but you know. So there you go. That's my thought. Those are my thoughts on that. Final question on the forum was who do you want to be evicted this week? And about 80% said Mark.
Yep. No surprise there.
I think it was the same 20% that did not think that this was the worst move of the season also want Dane to go home.
Yes.
So there you go. So that's what we have for you. Anything else that we need to talk about before we wrap this up?
Not on my end.
I feel like we're pretty good. We've covered everything. We even touched on social media. So I feel like it's pretty good.
Yeah. I there's going to be a lot to talk about next week, especially if we get the final three that I think a lot of people are hoping for, because we can talk. We'll talk jury votes. We're going to predict all of the jury votes. We're going to predict who's going to take who to the final two. We can potentially, I mean, we haven't talked about it on the roundtable yet. We've talked about it on the updates a few times now, but Adam and his, you know, now taking the top spot on the competition board, tying the all time wins at 7, but with the highest percentage. So, you know, he could potentially have even broken that by the time we talk again next week. And then, of course, you know, I'll be going over the final three and their games on the morning updates, on the final updates leading up to the finale. And that would be a lot of fun if it were Adam, Dane, and Anthony.
That would be a nice final three.
If it's Kira, I might just do the version that Kira tells, because that would be more
that
fun.
That would be more fun. Let's do that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was me against the world. I never had anybody protecting me. Like, keep in mind that Adam was protecting Kira left, right, and center. Like, Kira, what are you? You're smoking crack. Like, you have no idea what you're talking about. And then, like, they make a move this week to put Adam and Dane up on the block, and yet they're being convinced by Anthony that even though the move hasn't even happened yet, and Adam or Dane has not gone home, that they've already made the move. That the move has already happened. You're a legend, Kira.
Kira comes into the game week two, saves themselves from being evicted. Yes. Week three, figures out the pretty boys, comes up with a plan to undermine them and gain their trust and
all
sabotage
the moves,
them.
That was Taryn, when Kira said, all the moves I've made have gotten me to this point.
What moves?
I think it was Luna on Twitter who's like, what moves again?
Mm-hmm.
What moves? All the moves I've made.
Yeah, right. When they keep saying, like, this is the biggest move in Big Brother history, this is the greatest move, it's like, oh my God, it's not even a great move. Like, it's not even that impressive. Even if this was good for her game, I'd be like, hey, cool.
Kira wins the blood veto. Just like Mike Boogie doesn't even need to use it because they crack the boys' alliance wide open.
Wide open.
Ugh.
Final five, Kira wins HOH, makes the biggest move of the season, cements their place as a jury threat.
Oh my God. Like, if Kira actually said this, like, could they win? I don't know. Like, I don't think so. I don't want to live in the world where that's possible. But because I know the three boys know that it's not true. But then there's four other freaking idiots on the jury who might actually buy it. So I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay. So that's what we have for you. If you have a hashtag for us, let me know in the chat. We'll figure that out. So yeah, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. Melissa is at It's Melissa with 3 A's. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then Thursday nights, we will be live to recap the eviction, where we will probably see Mark leave the game. And then we'll maybe have the HOH, but probably not, because they haven't done that very often this season. And then Sunday, we'll be back to give you a recap of the Sunday night episode. And then heading into next week, we'll have the round table. We'll have the final three game recaps. And then Thursday night, the finale night, we will give you the reactions. We'll figure it out.
Yes. By the way, usually we get the spoilers will tell us who won HOH at Final Four. Remember, we went to the taping at the Final Four, and they always, like, they start the competition and they finish it afterwards, but they let the audience watch. So we should be getting spoilers. In fact, last year, I remember hearing on Twitter that Paris had won HOH from people, and we were like, what?
Yes, well, the main difference is, are we going to be able to talk about it for the whole podcast, or am I going to have to wait until the spoilers?
We can get to the spoilers fast, so I feel like, if something crazy happens, like, we need to make sure we talk about it, but whatever.
I'm seeing,
like, I feel like the people, like, if you're actually in America and you're watching Big Brother Canada, like you're spoiled. Come on, like, you're not just watching the episodes. Like, I feel like that we do this for, like, the 1% of people that are not spoiled who are watching Big Brother.
That's the problem, like, because if I do a poll, it's all the most involved people are going to answer the poll, so it's not even going to necessarily be representative of everyone. Wrong. I can't know how many people actually don't know the spoilers or want to know the spoilers. So it's hard to know. I'm seeing hashtag and then there is Mark. There was a good video floating around. I need to retweet it of one of the morning updates.
Mod to the tune of Mod or what?
maybe
because there's, like, the theme song to Mod is, and then there's Mod, and then there's,
yeah, that was probably it. And it had Mark dancing, because I was like, you know, Dane has done a great job. Anthony's a master manipulator. Adam is. Adam's gonna break these comp records, and then they go, and then. There's Mark, and he's dancing, doing his, like, dance in the intro.
Doing his weird dance.
Oh, you guys need to retweet that to me. I would love to see that. I love
it. It was on, like, the front page of Reddit. The front page of Big Brother subreddit.
I have sung that song before. Lady Godiva was a freedom.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Again, you can find us on Twitter. Make sure you let us know what you thought of the week as a whole and the update. And thank you so much again for voting on the form, taking the survey. Seriously, there was like a 50% increase in votes this week. So thank you so much. I very much appreciate it. The more, the better. We get better more results, accurate. More accurate results. So thank you so much for doing that for us. So for Brent and Melissa, I am Taren Armstrong. Hashtag and then there is Mark. We'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.